There are more than 409,000 veterans in Wisconsin that have served in World War II through recent conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. The WDVA is hoping those veterans and their family members take time to fill out a survey so they can gauge how WDVA services and benefits are being used. Marketing manager Dan Buttrey says they want to know how to best communicate with different generations and how needs may vary by region.
If they're a post-Iraq veteran coming home and now having to reassimilate into society, what are their needs? And have we been able to effectively address those needs, or are there services and benefits that are they're currently being offered that the family member or the veteran are unaware of?
In the UW La Crosse Veterans Lounge, a group of students take the survey. Student Veterans Association Vice President Danny Jo Shiro says she's glad the WDVA put out a survey, but doesn't understand what its goal is. It mirrors the confusion she has in navigating benefits on a local, state, and federal level.
Like, I know to go to the VA for health care and, you know, some of my education stuff, but with the WDVA, I thought that was part of the regular VA. Up until we started talking today, I just thought it was part of that.
SVA President Rob Thoen says many students receive Wisconsin GI Bill tuition assistance through the WDVA, but many may not realize it comes from the state. The survey is open through Veterans Day on November 11th. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.